Hello, hello. Welcome to Motivation for Life and Relationship. My name is Susu Kennedy, and I'm so happy to say hello with you to you again. Welcome, friends. So get ready. This is going to be a podcast about spiritual consciousness, about social events, current social events in the world, and our spiritual awareness in these times, how we have to be aware of who we are and where we are given the situation, right? So first of all, we are going to count the events, and we are going to analyze the situation given by an expert. So I'm going to be retelling the words of an expert, and I did some research on the situation, so I'm just going to be retelling the words of an expert that in order to protect his identity and so that we are not banned, I'm not going to say his name, but you will know who he is, because this man, he has been doing spiritual research for the last 30 years. He is from England, and he traveled to Peru, and he has been having some insights, and of course he combines spirituality with science fiction. Whatever science is never fiction. That's why I think the term science fiction is opponent. Anyway, get ready with your coffee, your tea, and let's listen to this podcast, okay, about current events and spiritual awareness. So this man, my good friend David, he says that right now the current events happening in the world, we have a model, and the model is China. So everything is going to be as if it's happening in China, since China is very secretive. We don't know much about what's going on in China, because actually, the reason why we don't know much the truth of what's going on in the world, because of course of the fake news. So of course President Donald Trump, he is absolutely right when we talks about the fake news, and being the president, he has no filters when he generally talks about the fake news. But the blueprint for the technocracy is China. China is under a dictatorship since long time ago, and they created and they incubated this society that they want, where people, China is run by technocrats. There are cameras on the streets. People are totally directed their lifestyle through technology, through cameras, remote controls. They have face recognition systems, which we already have in United States. I've been to places where they know who I am just by my face, because my face has already been recorded by all these face recognition system. One of them is Facebook, of course, Google, and all the other internal organizations in the country. There's a lot of buildings where you walk in and they already know who you are, like such an airport and government offices also. Occident has become like China. I'm talking a little bit about Northern Italy, where the pandemic started in Occident at the same time. And of course, following the opinions from Dr. Andrew Kaufman, who is a researcher. He's a microbiology researcher. Dr. Andrew Kaufman has given some interviews, and on his opinion, the use of the mask is useless and pointless, because if there were lethal virus in the air, we could easily get it out through the mask, or get it in through the mask. Like, the mask is really pointless and it's useless. So this is a researcher that he said that. So that's why I don't wear it. And I think it is more a psychological weapon. It's more a psychological thrill for everybody. It's really, it's not protecting you from anything. So David said that we are being involved in a society where rules are established by technocrats along with the government, and we are make believe that there is something dangerous when we know that 99% of people who have been in the hospitals, they turn well, and we know that people who have been dying are just the regular population who were already sick. And it is really, yes, tragically and disgracefully, and it is very sad when people die, but there is a percentage of the population that every year are dying. So when they do a testing, they found a genetic code and they find antivirus or immune information towards anything, not only towards that thing, because they could never isolate the microbe, okay? So people who have been tested positive, they were also vulnerable to other conditions. So we already know that whatever they say in the news is the opposite, and they're trying to get panic in the population so that we all fall, because they're trying to create the need. Like President Trump said, if people are not tested, we are not going to have a case. Exactly. So the reason why they want to prompt everybody to be tested is so that they can create a case and they can accumulate data, and they can give you a reason to justify the vaccine. But actually, they're saying that this new vaccine is coming out before the school year starts, and they're going to require all children and, of course, health workers to get the vaccine for that thing that is going on. And I have no idea how that's going to be. However, we already have children already have so many vaccines that are going to have to take. And what I mean by that is we need to be really careful as parents. We really can. There are ways, like if you don't want your children to get a vaccine, you can say it's because of your religious beliefs. Actually, in my religious beliefs, we believe that witchery is not from God, and the word witchery in the Bible, the meaning is pharmaceutics. So pharmaceutics in the old times was everything, all the liquids where they were trying to mix in order to heal the body. That was prohibited by God and by the church, because only the Holy Spirit can heal you from illness. And if we believe in the Holy Spirit, of course, we don't believe that any pharmaceutics is going to heal or to protect you, because we are protected by God. Well, also, talking about the technology that has been rolling out, what's coming next? So what's coming next is a world, an era of technology where everything is robotic, everything is remote control, artificial intelligence. However, in order for this to work, of course, in the internet, we have different purposes of the internet. So one purpose is communications. Other purpose is marketing, buying and selling stuff, banking. Other purpose is education or information technology, where you can learn things that it's already happening, distance learning, or just reading books online or anything. Number four is remote control, transportation, right? The internet is used for transportation. Number five is going to be everything that has to do with artificial intelligence, which is all the location, all the location that Google already have, all these Google cars, all these location systems, remote control, that is already happening, remote control, surgery in hospitals. So the medical industry is going to be very, even more efficient and even more systematic with artificial intelligence. So robots, they've been preparing us. Like for the last 3 decades, we have been fed by Hollywood for all this spaceship, modern technology era. And through the movies and through all the science fiction programming, we have been exposed to the ideas, to welcome the ideas for robots and other different creatures to be around us. However, so David is saying that the 60 gigabytes affect the oxygen intake in humans by the communication towers, 5G or 6G. They are already in the cities. In the city of Houston, Texas, the other day, I went to Galveston and I went to Brenham, another little town. So on my way when I'm driving, yes, they are already there, the 5G towers, to improve communications. And they are, if you see them from, if you make a map and you see them from the top, they're strategically positioned. So you may guess, if you see from above, you may guess where the satellites are, or if these 5G communication, what's the functions that it's going to have. Some people are saying that it only directly provides an electromagnetic power directly to phones. However, it's not going to, not only is going to be able to control phones, but it's also going to control video. And they're going to start selling us a lot of like medical supplies, or a lot of things that they're going to say that we need in the house, that are going to be by robots. Also, they're going to try to make us humans part robots and part minions, to just continue working and to be connected to the cloud. 5G is not, it's been there since long time ago. It's just another technology. All these 5G technologies depend on electricity. Electricity is already a network all around the world, and satellites are already in a network all around the world. And also the fiber optic internet and pipelines and gas lines and communication lines are also underground. So kind of all our planet Earth is already wired up. Does this affect our health? According to experts, it will affect our health, and it's usually also people are going to have a lot of health issues. According to the spiritual leader, Jerry Amaro, he is a spiritual leader that he actually declared recently in his YouTube video that the 5G, yes, it can affect the same way that microwaves affect, the same way that cell phones, they were saying it affects the brain, same way that any electromagnetic waves can affect us if we are prone to it. According to Jerry Amaro, he said that if you are a person that you don't take care of your body, if you don't take care of your health, if you don't exercise, if you don't eat healthy, then yes, your immune system is going to be weak, and you can get even weaker. So according to Jerry Amaro, this spiritual leader and medium that he's an expert on reading the Akashic Registries, and I'll explain you in another recording what Akashic Registries are. So then, so according to Jerry, there is an interaction with the oxygen of the human levels. According to Jerry, if we expand, we as humans are an organoid, and we as humans, we have the power to expand our electromagnetic field that we carry around ourselves. And the more we expand it, the more we can protect ourselves from other things. So Jerry says to not worry about it and don't get in panic, don't be dramatic. I literally 2 months ago, I almost panicked because I didn't know what was going on. And so now after listening to the experts, yes, we are in a dangerous situation. However, just like everything, if we take care of ourselves and if we keep our body cells vibration into a vibrational levels that are high, taking the sunlight. And there, David also does some recommendations, okay? Well, David said that we cannot see these waves because we are interacting with each other because we are in a different frequency. David said that artificial intelligence is already on the lead by Silicon Valley technologies. And he talked about the cloud, how the technological cloud, there's a technological cloud around the planet. And they want, by 2030, they want a network of human brain connection to the cloud. So by 2030, there is this project that is the New World Order, which means by 2030, they want a lot of humans, I don't know if all humans possible, to be connected through the brain, through the human brain, to the artificial intelligence network, which is the cloud, and store the information there. So, however, they're going to tell you, don't worry, we are going to think for you. So they're going to probably want to make humans minions or zombies or part robots. That's only could happen if you grant permission for artificial intelligence to control you. That's literally, it's like if you sell your soul to the devil. They're going to promise you that they're going to give you things back. Well, don't fall for that. Satellites are already on the atmosphere. We know that our behavior depends on the perception of things. Okay, so they're going to manipulate the perception through artificial intelligence so that you believe that everything is good for you. And they're going to make us believe that, oh, this is great for you. This is going to help you. This is going to heal you. So they're going to prepare people to psychologically be fused with machines so that you act like a machine. They want a human-machine relationship, not a human-to-human relationship. That's what they're doing, the social distancing. They want you to be like a personal assistant. They want to give you, they want the internet to be your personal assistant so that you have an interaction with machinery and you talk to machines. That's why they have like the Google Home and the Alexa, so that you interact with machines, not with other humans. This David says that these people who are trying to do that, they are beyond psychopaths. Yes, because they don't have empathy for human souls, and they want children to interact with a machine and not to interact with each other. Humans are put apart, and humans are told to be fearful of other humans. So they want to train kids and humans to be fearful of others because humans are dangerous. And they want people to stay away from humans. I know there's some humans that are dangerous for other humans, but not everybody. Social distancing is happening all over the world, and it's with a purpose. David says there is no virus to worry about, but they keep on saying that to keep people apart and just to set up the blueprint, and they want to set up, they want people to be in panic, because if people are fearful, they are more obedient. And they want to take away, like a government who takes away freedoms from people would be a very bad government. But when they tell you that they're protecting you, then they are like your father. So that's what they want to make us believe. They want to manipulate the perception. By people wearing masks, there is a block for human interaction. There are no facial expressions. And they closed all the places for encounter. For example, they closed bars and pubs, and places for human interaction are closed. But a lot of places are opening, and of course they're limiting the human interaction. Also, I refuse to go to a church where they're gonna make me wear masks, and where people are gonna be restricted in the human interaction, because you cannot talk to anybody, you cannot shake hands, nothing. So David says that the world is being controlled and dominated by a cult, and that this cult of people is like a spider web. And I have no doubt of that, because I have traveled to some places in the world. I have traveled to Europe, and I could see that everything is very pre-planned and everything is very structured, as if it was a coincidence everywhere. So you would imagine when you go to other places in the world, you enjoy different cultures and how people are different, which we are. However, they're trying to make a world order where everybody responds to the same stimuli, where everybody responds to the same, everybody receives the same perception. We need to face a few things for the future, okay? This world has been infiltrated by non-human forces. This is what David said. David said, this world has been infiltrated by non-human forces. Non-human forces or influences that came to this planet some time ago, and then they started doing genetic experiments. Also, Jerry says that we all human races are a mix with other cosmic races, which I have no doubt, because honestly, the universe is so big, and I've always knew that we are not the only ones in the universe. There's the universe. I have the feeling, and I have the perception. I have an elevated perception that there's more creatures or incarnated creatures on this planet, and there's also other planet, and there's been interaction before. The thing why we cannot see them, because we have a very narrow frequency band in our vision, and that is why we cannot see them. We have just a different visual frequency band, but we can hear them and we can feel them. So the job of these non-human forces has always been to manipulate the human race. There are bloodlines which are hybrids, and they're humans and they're non-humans. And I'm going to talk about cosmic races in another podcast, okay? So, David was talking about the end game is going to be technological. And at its core, there are a lot of bad things going on in the world, satanic rituals, sacrifices to the gods, things going underground. Bill Gates, if you look at his eyes, he looks like he is a clone. Like His eyes never smile. Even that when he smiles, he is more like a mock, more like smiling like a evil Freddy Krueger. I don't know. There is no human love on his eyes. Like, there is no empathy. That's how psychopaths are. So now, if we remember the book from Brave New World, written in 1932 by Aldous Huxley, and also the book by George Orwell, written in 1948, and he talked about 1984. He talked about the future. How in 1969, George Orwell described the internet, how it was going to control the world. So I remember when I was in college, in 1990s, I was in college in the early 1990s, we were already talking about the future, about how the future were going to be. And when I heard how the future was going to be, I really doubted if I wanted to ever get married and have children and bring children to live in the new era. There's a lot of underground military bases. They cover all the stories. They are called operating underground. And it sounds terrible, and it sounds to me horrific on how there's other non-human forces, but also human forces, which are evil all around the world. However, there's ways of manipulating people. However, we humans, we are a very spiritual race. We humans have the power to understand the level of spirituality that we can get through Jesus Christ. And here I'm gonna throw in Christ and Jesus Christ. He came to this world, okay, as a son of God, and he came to bring us a message of love, but he also brought us a message of truth. And he also said, truth will make you free. The truth will make us free. So please be very aware that only the truth will make us free. Do not believe what you see. Believe what you feel with your heart. If you feel with your heart that something is not right, doubt it and don't do it. You know, my eyes have tricked me so many times. I have to really reflect on my decisions. David also talked about love, okay? There are so many wrong things in the world that are being funded to have results in humans, because there's a group of people that they want humans to stay away from each other. There's a group of people that want humans to not care for each other. There's a group of people that want people to stop loving each other, to not have more population. They want people to not care for each other. There are these dark side of the world. There is this dark side, and evil people exist. And I have seen them, and I have been with them. And they have a very heavy, down low energy that you can perceive. And I have been so adventurous to be very close. And it's very scary, because these people that have a very low energy, they want to suck the energy of others. And Jerry Amaro, he talks about how this the Luciferian type of race, but also the reptilians type of race, which they are hybrid humans. Like, you cannot tell which humans, which cosmic race they are, if you are not at a fourth or fifth dimension spiritual level. However, Jerry said that you can tell when a human is already not a human, when that human soul has been taken over by evil. That human is going to want to, is feeds on the innocent energy of children and women and people who have a good soul with energy from the sun, because they're empty and they need to feed themselves with others' energy. And those are the most dangerous people, because they will never, if they don't receive the energy and the love from the universe and from God and from the Holy Spirit, they will never be satisfied, and they will be always hunting. They are already like souls in penitence. Okay, so psychopaths feel no guilt, and it is very scary, actually. I've known some of them, and you need to stay away from them the most you can. Well, we know that Microsoft Corporation is running the entire health system already. We are being dictated by an unelected technocrat, and whatever he says, whatever Bill Gates says, is looks like he rules the world. Why are people listening to what he says? Only because he has donated millions of dollars? I don't think he own us. So people have to, you can either ignore what they say and cooperate the least, be very unsupportive to all these rules, and then just try to do your life. Be very, very unsupportive. If they tell you there is a testing center here, don't go. If they don't test, they're not going to have cases. Okay, just don't go. They want to create a Hunger Games society, and they want to have people working on specialty jobs. So what should we do? There is an advice. So we need to have a perceptual connection. We need to expand our conscience. We need to expand our awareness. We need to discover infinity. We need to disconnect our head and our brain from what we see only. Remember the movie The Matrix. Watch the movie The Matrix. They want to isolate our perception to only the five senses. They want to make you believe, they want to make children believe that you only interpret the world through five senses. There's really much more than that, okay? There's frequencies, there's dimensions, there's more than that. Actually, they say the states of matter, solid, liquid, and gas, there's more. Actually, emotions, it's another state of matter, according to another lady I heard. So, of course, we're being indoctrinated into having a narrow band programming, just like neurolinguistic programming. When you, by repeating something, people are going to believe it, and then create anchors and connection, because that's how our brain works. But David came with a solution, and he said, love is beyond all that. The love you feel in your heart. Love will always do what is right. The heart connection. Yes, we need the human interaction. Dr. Andrew Kaufman said, it's okay to meet with your friends. If you connect with other people, stay connected with other people, with your loved ones. Continue doing your family reunions. You can invite people over to your house, just like the old-fashioned ways. If we don't have to meet at public social interaction centers, you can keep in touch to the ones that you like, to people that you love, people who love you, and you can invite them over to your house. We need to live in a much more expanded conscience world. We are through a heart opening process because we are living tough times. So now our spirit is going to expand. When something is compressed, it tends to expand. So now our perception is expanded because we are being restricted. Love is a spiritual force. And unconditional love is what we're talking about, not the other type of love. We're talking about the love of the Greeks, the agape. Agape love is unconditional love to other beings. Don't look at the consequences. Just love is, in truth sense, we are all equally of the same potential to love. And I believe it's right to say this. This is what David said. Doing what you know to be right. And don't worry about all the things that could be wrong. Fear enslaves us. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Also, Gary B, in all his YouTube and all his speeches, Gary B says something. Love yourself. Love yourself and welcome yourself and approve of yourself, of who you are. And don't give importance to what others say about you. Be confident to connect to people. Okay? Yes, social media is a way to connect to other people, but you can also connect to people physically, like gathering with people. David says they want us to freeze in what is known to be right. Fear of something that doesn't exist is ridiculous, of course. David said that very paranormal things happened to him in his life, but he was told in a dream, and he heard some voices that told him in 1990 that he was going to be in a world stage giving a message. So I consider David to be like an angel or to come from another planet. He is probably a lion or a Pleiadian. More and more people are awakening, and we are transferring our spiritual connection, our spiritual frequency into the fourth dimension. We are in the third dimension, but we can easily go to the fourth and fifth dimension. If we work on ourselves, on our personal development, our spiritual development, love is the absence of fear, and evil is the absence of love. So we need to love ourselves for who we are, and we need to stay in connection with others. I recommend the websites londonreal.tv and davidicke.com. Oops, I said it. Okay. The power they have is the power we have given them. So that this is by David. David also says, don't give anybody any power over you or over your body. Your body is sacred. My body is my house. My house is my body. And we are the house of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to us and we are protected. The silver lining, according to David, is that we are not mortals. And they're not going to scare us, telling us, oh, you're going to die if you don't do this. Okay? We could do away from staying away from technology and staying away from social media. Because if you stay away from technology, then they're not going to control you. Now, I understand if your job depends on technology, I understand. He says that they sell us a 5-cent perception of reality. So David recommends to remember who you are. Take a brief identity in this experience, in a body. We are taking here and now a brief identity in this experience, in this body. And we are angels, that we are incarnated in this body. We are spirits. We come from the stars. They want to have a humanity to give them their heart. So they want, they have not value. They are the cult or the people who are controlling and dominated the world. Yeah, it's literally like the Hollywood movies. They've been telling us in movies, and we don't want to realize it is happening now. Okay, now are we victims? No, we are not victims, but we all have to vibrate and connect each other. There's already people gathering in parks, doing protests about the lockdown that is not really necessary. The quarantines were not really necessary. Vaccines are really not necessary. So why are they doing this, and why are we obeying? Okay, we have to liberate. What happens with social distancing? Nothing good is going to happen with social distancing. Nothing more. A point of attention is our soul. They want to create division. We are all in the same consciousness of the universe. This is by David. Remember the Romans used to say, divide and then Bene vidi vinci, divide and then you will rule. And David says that our body is just a brief experience in this universe. I agree with that. I mean, I think our body is the way in and out. Our body, we are here for a ride. And yes, we have to live very consciously and loving others. And yes, we came in, we decided to incarnate in this body, and we are having a life experience. And yes, we have to reach higher awareness and consciousness through our actions, and then we have to give an example, and we have to train our future generations to continue doing the same. It's okay to celebrate the different perspectives. It's David says, get off your labels, your identities. The cult gives you identities. It says society tells you a false identity. They give you a number. They tell you who you are. They tell you who you work. It's like you have to be aware that you are not your name. You are not your work. You are not your age. You are not your situation. You are not your body. Don't look down, look up. We have access to a higher intelligence if we expand our consciousness. I was explaining my children something that they may or not understand right now, that religion, institutions, and governments, they want to make us believe, they want humans to fear higher powers, because if humans don't fear, then you cannot control them. Who said, Einstein said, the matter is not created, cannot be created. Matter cannot be created or destroyed, only transforms. So we are matter, and nobody created us, and we cannot be destroyed. We can only transform. So we have always been here. So actually, we are spiritual creators. We can create as humans. So this is very heavy, because if you understand that you are a creator, and people are going to tell you, so you don't believe in God? So no, God is the only creator. Well, no, excuse me. We are part of a drop of God, okay? We are part of that universe that is divine, okay? There is a difference between freedom and slavery. And the difference between freedom and slavery is that when you open your heart, you get stronger. You can understand that you are a human being, not defined by a last name. You are not defined by your date of birth. You are not defined by a number that someone gave you. Know yourself. Understand that your point of attention will be real, will be spiritual, not only real, spiritual. We are one energy. We are connected with the universe. You have a spiritual master, and the most important message is that we are love. That is what we are. We are loving beings. And by David saying this, and he must be like Jesus was. He must be a brother of cousin of Jesus Christ, because Jesus came to tell us one commandment I give you. It's love each other the same way I have loved you. Love each other. That's the commandment we were given. Okay. They know love is going to bring them down. Am I recording? Yes. So David said, love is going to bring them down. So love is going to bring hate down. Love is going to bring materialistic, greedy down. The seven sins in the universe, lust, greedy, gluttony, all those seven sins are going to be down because of the power of love. And they want humans to be hateful and conflicting among each other. No. No. We are going to be very, we are going to be very conscious and aware that love is the solution. Now, remember that there are some people that are not capable to love. When we were talking about a broken soul, like somebody told me, I asked a guy, but don't you believe in love? And then the guy said, no, I'm a broken soul. So there are people that they're going to tell you, I can't love because I'm broken. So that means they've been taken over by the devil. And that means they want love and attention, but they cannot give it back. So I would say just stay away from that people, bless them, pray for them, but they have to find their own process. They have to find their own path. And thank you very much. So this is all in a summary. I told you the words from David. I told you the words from Jerry. And if you want more information about these guys that have inspired me, that they're talking to lots and lots of thousands of people on social media, and I can give you more information. One is Gerardo Amaro, Rescatista. You can find him on Instagram. And the other guy, his name is David, and he talks about a lot of spiritual things. He's been called a crazy guy, just to discredit his research. However, I think he's just a very futuristic man. I think he's just a guy that he's not afraid to tell the truth. And don't believe anything. Don't believe me of what I say. Go do your research and believe what you feel with your heart. That's what I can tell you. Thank you very much for listening. And you can visit if you want to be part of my Google Classroom. It's a life coach, motivational Google Classroom, when I talk more about all these topics in detail. You can have a free membership if you send me your email. Send me your email to my email, lifecoachservices@gmail.com. Thank you very much. This is Susu Kennedy. Bye.